Hello, everyone. I am Mackenzie Bean, Managing Editor at Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare podcast series. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by Snehal Desai, the Vice President for Augmented Intelligence within Enterprise Technology at Cardinal Health, to discuss strategies for technology implementation and change management. Snehal is responsible for leading a team focused on automation and advanced analytics using AI and machine learning. As a technology executive with more than 20 years of experience, Snehal is well-versed in the strategic use of technology for new customer experience development, large-scale business transformations, and achieving greater revenue or improving cost structure. Snehal, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Mackenzie.
Perfect. Well, let's dive into our first topic of conversation. What are the biggest hurdles that hospitals and health systems face when it comes to updating or implementing new technologies?
That's an interesting question. As a service provider to a lot of acute hospitals, the thing that Cardinal Health has seen from outside in, first and foremost, is the talent and the digital fluency of the leadership and the team. What I mean by those two is there's a serious lack of digital fluency or data awareness or technology awareness, and hence there is resistance which creates opportunities for change management. And then the second is talent, having people that understand how to create customer experiences as well as leverage data is in serious kind of demand. And the last thing I would say is the challenge facing acute hospitals is due to the advancement in technology and consumer behavior patterns, the expectation is increasing that getting into or interacting with a hospital is going to be as simple as listening to music or watching a video, and hence the pressure on the acute hospitals to deliver that kind of experience to their patients and consumers is quite daunting.
So with that in mind, what are some best practices to help staff mitigate the pain of change?
First and foremost, Mackenzie, what I would say is we have to increase our aperture to be more willing to experiment. This word of experimentation, whereby we reduce the blast radius of how impacts can be had either on a given process or procedure or an operation, can be reduced, which would then allow us to experiment new solutions that leverages technology that makes the customer experience more seamless is increased. The second thing that I would recommend and I've been seeing is the rate of change is increasing, hence the rate of failure is also increasing, right? So again, if you reduce the blast radius, the impact to the procedure or process is less, but at the same time, long implementations, more than 18 months or 3 years, should not be the norm. We should be rolling out new solutions in 1 month, 3 month kind of increments.
I'd love to take a look at this more closely. Snehal, can you give a real-world example of a hospital overcoming an issue by implementing new technology and share the steps that they took to ensure its success?
Sure, yeah. So Cardinal Health works with quite a lot of large IDN SCs or acute hospitals. Two that come to mind are right here in Ohio, as well as one of the large hospitals in Minneapolis. Both of them are serviced by Cardinal, where we provide them a number of products and services, whether they are in pharmacy distribution, medical products, services in our inventory management solutions and stuff. Both of those customers had challenges where the implementation was not going as smoothly as we would like. One of the things we were able to work with them was to bring a cohesive collective team which was able to look at solving the problem rather than blaming one another. But the most important one of the catalyst for solving was to come together, look at the holistic process, and agree to deliver in 1 week increments. We have seen some great success when those kinds of silos or barriers are broken, the teams come together with a mindset to solve and deliver outcomes in less than 1 week. We were able to address issues and make progress.
Let's look at the data piece now. How is data changing the face of healthcare?
That's a question that I wake up every day. For me, as I wake up, data is the new oxygen, is what I tell people. It is the single constant that is going to be in the forefront, either an opportunity that we can leverage to change or an impediment that we don't know what to do with. The things that we are doing at Cardinal is we are taking a holistic look and creating a single integrated vision, whether it is between business and technology, whether it is between functions like sourcing and procurement versus providing and creating new products and services and selling those products and services. The second thing that we are doing is, as I mentioned at the start, talent is a big challenge. And so we are investing in reskilling and retraining both business and technology associates, increasing what I call the data and digital fluency. And third, we are continuing to experiment while reducing that blast radius, as I had mentioned before, which allows us to learn what is working or not working. And after conducting, say, 35 to 50 experiments, we are able to find one solution.
And what are your predictions for data or technology in the future of healthcare?
It is going to be a great enabler. It is going to allow patient engagement to get better with hospital systems. It is going to also increase choice and patient safety. It is going to, thirdly, allow us to provide better outcomes for patients. And then lastly, it is going to reduce the overall cost on the hospital systems.
Great. Well, I have one last question for you here, Snehal. How can facilities sort through endless amounts of data to turn that information into insight?
This is something that I get asked by most business leaders within Cardinal. And I have two simple answers. One, do not think of data as a big mountain or avalanche of issues that you have to fix. Think of it as more fluid and a river, and allow it to kind of flow within the organization. Continue experimenting the outcomes that you want out of that data. And the second answer I give is the value of data is going to be directly corresponding to how we are able to make actions out of this. So don't look at data in terms of telling you what has happened or validating your hypothesis. Use data and its outcome to change the course of action or to pivot and do something differently. As long as we continue doing those two, we have solved other problems in our past. I strongly believe the data impediment or challenge will also be solved in the future.
Wonderful. Well, Snehal, thank you so much for your time and thought-provoking responses today. We also want to thank our podcast sponsor, Cardinal Health. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.